Chametz. We were discussing this issue of Bedikat Chametz and Biur Chametz. So, as I mentioned last time, there is a halachic obligation to check for any Chametz in our domain. So not only the house requires Bedikat Chametz, also the car requires it. Not only does it require that a person should vacuum it, is also, as I mentioned, you should do Bedikat Chametz together with using either inside the car, you could use a regular candle, or you could use a flashlight. But definitely it does require Bedikat Chametz. Now there is a halacha that the person that has a few houses, let's say with one beracha, could check all the houses that is under his possession, and also his chanut, his store, also would require Bedikat Chametz also as well, being that he is open, let's say, during Chol HaMoed, and he's going to be accessing it. Definitely they also do require Bedikat Chametz. However, it's going to be without the bracha. It says that an individual is going to be appointed. Once he does check his own personal house, he would come and check the Chametz, he would come to check for Chametz inside Batei Knesiot, Batei Midrashot. As I mentioned, it says this nekuda, yesh mekumot shenuhagim she'abodek et ha'chametz molich imo ke'ara she'yesh bo perusat lechem chametz v'cheshemagi hazeman biur chametz lemacharat sorev et ha'chametz shebe'ke'ara. So you take with you, as Harav Ben Ishchai also mentioned, this nekuda that you take with you a ke'ara, which means some kind of a plate or a bowl, and you put in it salt. And all of those 10 pieces that, to begin with, I mentioned last time, that you put it in all over the house, that's the custom to be able to find the chametz. So you put it in that ke'ara, that the next day in the morning, they will come to burn it. And as I mentioned, this is another custom that to begin with, there are those who put inside the ke'ara, to begin with, a small minute piece of bread. Anyway, so there is a custom. Let's imagine that an individual is going to come home very late at night. So this I mentioned that he could appoint a shaliach to check for his chametz. That shaliach could be his own wife, or it could be anybody else. So then the shaliach would come and say the beracha. That's the halacha. Whenever you appoint a shaliach, the shaliach that does the mitzvah, even though he's doing it on your behalf, but the shaliach would say the beracha, and you cannot say the beracha and shaliach does the mitzvah. That would be, if you remember, I mentioned regarding keviat mezuzah. If you will honor somebody else to put up the mezuzah for your house, you're doing the mitzvah. It's your house. It's your obligation. But if you appointed somebody else to put up the mezuzah, he would say the beracha of lichvua mezuzah, and you only answer amen. Whoever does the mitzvah, even though it's your house and you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah, but whoever does the action of the mitzvah says the beracha. That would be the same for Halakat Nerot Shel Shabbat, Halakat Nerot Shel Chanukah. Also over here, the same thing. When it comes to Bedikat Chametz, the one who is appointed to say, to check for the Chametz, he's the one who is going to be saying the beracha. However, who does the bitul? The bitul, it says, even though you appointed somebody else to say the beracha, but the bitul, you should do it yourself. It says like this. Because bitul, you don't have to, let's say the person is in Brooklyn, and he's stuck either in traffic or he's stuck in his store for whatever reason, and he's going to get home at night very late, that Sunday night, the night of the 14th of Nisan. So once that's the case, but the shaliach could say, okay, I finished the checking of your entire house. So who does the bitul? The person could do bitul in his own car. He could do bitul in his store in Brooklyn. Doesn't have to be here to do the bitul. So therefore, he could do the bitul, but it has to be, there is a halacha. The halacha is, if he imagines bitul is some kind of a tefillah, he's not yotzeada at all. He has to know bitul is an act of making something hefker and ownerless. You're making the chametz. Says that avalim omer abitul bein belashon hakodesh bein be'aramit. You could say it in any language, but you don't understand it anyway. You think it's a tefila. Choshev shemu shomer techina ubakasha lo yatsa yadeh bitul. Bitul because you are making your chametz, which is in your possession, ownerless. Besarich lachzor ulevatelo belo azit. You have to say it in a translation, in a language that you understand. Then and only then does the act of bitul help. And then the chametz that you're going to consume the night, tonight, and tomorrow morning has to already be in a, let's say, in a cabinet, in a certain location, in a refrigerator, and it should not be accessed by kids because of the fact that they could otherwise come and distribute it again. And it would be a problem once again. Excuse me. So therefore, the bottom line, that is the nekuda. In order to be able to do a stronger bitul, we say it three times. And tov shakol panim, one time it should, one of the three, it should say liftil velevi hefker keafra de ara. It should be liftil. It should be bottle nullified, and it should be hefker ownerless. Kafra de ara, like the earth. So that is the idea behind some of the halachot of bedikat chametz.